This is a CHOI news report. October 16th to 29th is Falgo by Bike Week in communities across British Columbia, where people are encouraged to cycle as much as possible to improve their mental and physical health and help the environment. In Nanaimo, the kickoff event is planned on Sunday, October 15th from 3 to 5 p.m. in Mafeo Sutton Park. There will also be celebration stations at different locations across the city throughout Falgo by Bike, which wraps up with the Bicycle Film Festival on November 9th in Vancouver Island University's Malaspina Theatre. Jamie Rose, Manager of Transportation at the City of Nanaimo, says that Go By Bike has expanded from its original scope of biking to work.
So Go By Bike Week is a province-wide campaign to encourage people to travel to their daily needs basically by bike. So whether it's to work, to school, to the grocery store, coffee shops, or, you know, for entertainment if they're going to the movies and such. It's been around for more than two decades now. Started as a bike to work week, but then evolved into Go By Bike because most communities realize that they really want to encourage people to not just bike to work, but bike to all of those other activities in their life.
Rose says cycling is also fun.
Biking can be a fun and healthy way to get around, and I think it's kind of what most of us did growing up, and we didn't just do it because we had to, we did it because it was fun. And so we want to remind people about that and show them that there are ways to continue to do that.
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh says that while he supports Go By Bike Week, commuting by bike just isn't feasible for him personally.
I'm not going to be cute about this. The reality is I'm 70 years old. I have a three-speed bicycle that I ride very, very, very rarely. And the nature of my job is such that I'm not going to a desk and sitting at City Hall and then riding home at the end of a happy work day. I am often out and about and all over the city. It would be a lovely concept, and I appreciate it. And there are many people who have a constant workplace, and they're there, and they can come home, and that's good. And we want to encourage them to do that. But realistically, as the mayor of the city of Nanaimo, not terribly realistic for me to ride a bicycle to work.
Krogh says the city is working to reduce barriers to cycling in the city.
I think one of the barriers that I see, and I have raised this, and I know that staff are looking at it, is the lack of safe storage, if you will, at the end of the route. In other words, if you're cycling to work downtown, is there a safe, secure place where you can store your bike without it being stolen?
Rose says that one thing the city has done is help set up bike valets for special events in the downtown area.
Mafeo Sutton Park have had an ability for people to actually check their bike as if they were valet parking their car. And so it can give some peace of mind knowing that you've got a safe and secure place to leave your bike while you attend an event. The night market also had that all summer long, where the reports we've gotten back from that are that it was quite well utilized.
Rose says the city's also working with the school district to encourage kids to continue to ride their bikes to school and not become dependent on cars. Krogh says the city staff are working on implementing the active transportation plan, but people need to be patient.
You know, we have an active transportation plan. We, as everyone knows, the city plan that was approved by council, a massive document incorporating parks and recreation, transportation, all of our community plans in one document, which saw participation from more people than we've ever seen before in the history of the city. A very positive document. But again, these things take time to implement. And as they say, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Krogh says that part of the challenge is decades of city sprawl.
People say, why can't we be like Amsterdam? Well, we're spread over 91.3 square kilometers. Amsterdam, I think, is 209 square kilometers. They have 975,000 people. It's a lot easier to have and build and maintain that infrastructure. We are catching up. We have too much geography and too few people in order to pay for high quality, if you will, readily accessible bike lanes and sidewalks that exist in much more compact urban areas.
Krogh says that the city is working to increase participation in Go By Bike with cycling welcome stations that will pop up throughout the city during the event.
Heck, we're even going to give you a prize of a brand new e-bike from Pedego electric bike. There's a bike tag, there's a mystery photo tag game, there's lots of other prizes as well. So go to www.gobybikebc.ca/Nanaimo.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.